Hello, everyone. This is George. You know, it's crazy because I started like my first episode a while back, and I never came back to it because I don't know. I guess I had never had the motivation to do it. I lost the motivation of doing it, and now I feel like I have a few more things to say, actually. So this is lately. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. I mean, I guess I do talk about my feelings a lot. So this is how I feel right now. So first off, this is just a little bit of background of my life. So look, my name is George. I'm a 26-year-old. I graduated from high school, but did not finish college. I try and blame like me having responsibilities for not doing it. Obviously, that's not an excuse because a lot of people do it. I don't know, like, I just haven't really found my way of where I'm headed, like, my life. I'm trying to go one way, and then I don't end up going there, so I go somewhere else. It's like it's a back and forth thing. But as of right now, I'm still kind of lost as in where I'm going to go. But this is a journey I've been working on. So I've lost weight, like a lot of weight. Like I used to weigh 260 pounds. That was my highest weight. I lost 100 pounds in, I would say, half a year. Maybe not the most healthiest or like the dieting or exercise kind of way. It wasn't really, I wouldn't say it was my choice. I had a lot of problems with my stomach, and that was caused by drinking and drugs and whatnot. You know, like all the stuff you shouldn't be putting into your bodies. But yeah, that was in the beginning of the end of high school. I don't know how you say that. Like, I started doing, like, I began trying drugs in senior year. Once I got out of senior year, I was known to drink a lot at parties, to be like the life of the party, as people call me, a party animal. I mean, I really never saw myself in that. And this is where I'm going to start my talk, actually. Look. So, for me, I don't know. There's this thing that keeps on kind of bothering me a little bit. And it's bothered me over the years about how I perceive myself, how I look at myself, like, you know, how I saw myself then, and how I was able to process everything I did, and up till now to think about exactly why I did things I was doing, you know. So, like, let's say using drugs, and I would say, well, I mean, I'm not gonna say they were good drugs either, but they weren't like the, I wouldn't say they were like things that people wouldn't try or haven't tried, I would say. Not saying that it's a good thing either, but I started with marijuana. That was the first thing I tried. And then I started popping pills. And why did I do it? Why did I start doing it? Well, it's something that still pretty sure goes on in schools right now with friends and everything. I did it because my friends did it, you know? Or so-called friends. I mean, most of the people I interacted with during high school, I really don't interact with anymore. So I did start smoking marijuana because my friends were doing it. They told me to try it. It was not something I enjoyed. I mean, obviously, when you're around friends and everything, it's something that you start to like to do because you seem to fit in, you know? And that's what I that's really what I was trying to do. What I was trying to do is fit in with my friends, you know? Before senior year, in high school, I mean, I never really felt like I was part of a group. I always felt like I was the outcast, like the person that was there, you know, just there. The one that you would see sitting down eating lunch by themselves. You know, like that's what I did. Freshman year, I mean, sophomore year, maybe up to junior year, middle of junior year. I would eat lunch on my own, sit on my own. I did a lot of things alone. Like, nobody really talked to me. I was new to this school, and I got into school like halfway through freshman year, so I didn't really know many people from this school. When I came in, I was literally fresh. Like, I'm in a new city with new people, new classes, new teachers, new everything, and I didn't know anything. I didn't know anybody, so obviously that explains a lot. But it's not like it started here. It started way back in middle school, elementary school. I mean, I was never really one of the popular kids, or let's say, well, that's what they call them, the popular kids, or the kids that had like the most friends and all that. So for me, getting into the whole drugs and pills and drinking, it really was because I felt like I needed to fit in, you know. It felt like if I did this, somehow my peers would like me more, you know. And I would say that's a feeling I was getting from everybody, because that's how they were making me feel. Every time I did drugs, or every time I did something, and once I started, like, once the effects started, you know, of the drug, people would like hype me up and everything, and at least that's what I thought. I started to notice later, like, it wasn't even like so far into what I was doing, but I started to notice that people were looking at me like as a way to have fun, you know. Like you wouldn't see them do much just to be able to like see how I reacted to whatever I was doing, you know. I ended up hanging out with a few of the top, like, this, when I say top popular, I mean like the, it really depends on who the popular person is, based on the person you are. Like, you might think they're popular, I might think they're not, so it's my way of thinking that they're popular. The kids that, you know, played sports, they were cheerleading, people that were up there, you know. And so that's what I was doing. Like, I did drugs to be able to fit into these groups, and I would fit into more than one. I would. That's literally what I was doing. I was trying to fit in. So yeah, I started doing drugs. I started doing this and that, and I got a few friends. Like I said, they're not my friends. I called them friends at that point, because that's what I thought of, since I didn't have any. And so I started doing these dumbass things, like doing drugs and all this. I've always been a big kid, so I never really got much attention from anyone. That's how it was around my time, and I'm hoping it's not like that, but somehow I feel like it's similar. But I was honestly, I was just doing things to be cool, and I would go out to parties, and drink a lot, make myself look like the fool, you know. And people seem to enjoy that, and if people enjoy that, I guess I enjoyed it to a certain extent. And it kind of fucked me up in the head a little bit. It messed me up. Where that's where I, like, ever since the beginning, I would always think I have to do this to be able to fit in with them. So it was never like I could just go and be outgoing, you know, be myself and have friends. It was really never like that. I wouldn't say I really had any friends. It was hard for me to get friends out there, you know. It was never a thing of I would just go up to somebody and like get a friend or something like that. It was never like that. But I didn't start figuring that out up until a few years past my graduation. That's when I figured that friends. That's when I figured out what friends were not, you know? What the word friends was. That's when I started to see what that word meant. Because in my head, and I can say that I still might do this, maybe not with drugs because I've learned my lesson with that, or like or alcohol or any of that. Like I don't do any of those things anymore, but somehow in the back of my head I still have that that thought that you have to do something to be able to be friends with that person. You have to do this in order to be able to fit in into that group. So that's literally, I think, how my life has been going, like towards that direction, to where I don't know exactly where I'm going with my life, because almost every single part of my life is me following somebody else or a group, you know, following a group because they do it, now I do it too, you know. No, so like I was saying, it isn't easy, you know, to transition, really. Maybe I need help. And I haven't been able to go and get that help. But from the experience I'm living now, I can see that that's really how I'm living, you know. Most of the time, it's me trying to get into a group, and it doesn't necessarily mean popularity anymore. Like that's not what I'm trying to. I don't think that's what I'm trying to go for. It's more like I'm trying to fit in any group I can fit into, and at times, you know, that's not the way to go, because you really don't want that for your life, you know. You don't really want to be living a life where most of what you want, like most of what you're looking for, is what other people want from you, you know. Like that, like the only way they'll be happy is if they see that you're doing something that they're doing, and or like trying to picture you in their eyes as they look at you, you know, as the picture they paint in their head of you, when you should be painting the picture of yourself, you know, yourself, you being yourself. And the thing is, that's something I have never been able to do. I've never been able to look at myself and be like, this is me, you know. I can't exactly pinpoint exactly who I am, and who I've been, you know, like the thing is, I feel like I'm this person that's just being controlled by so many different people. And I say this not because I've gotten help and people have told me that. It's more I catch these things. I catch these type of things myself. I see that I completely act different with different sets of people. And no, it's not a personality disorder. I know who I am. It's I'm building my personality based on who I'm talking to, or who the group I'm vibing with or is, you know, like that's literally what I'm trying. That's what I catch myself doing a lot. And I know it's not healthy to do that, because like I said right now, like I don't necessarily know who I am as a person. Like I necessarily don't even, I can't tell you, oh yeah, I'm this person, you know, I'm this type of person. I can't say it, because I would be able to say it in front of somebody else, or somebody will be able to say it about me, like try to describe me and everything, but I can't necessarily pinpoint who I am. I try to always fit into somebody else's picture of me, or what they have put me as. And I can make examples of exactly what I'm talking about. I know I'm talking like back and forth about this and that. I mean, I'll go through each and every one individually, but as of right now, I'm just giving you a little insight of exactly the things I'm dealing with. I thought about it a little bit, and I was like, I could start a podcast, you know, just talking about really my experience, I guess, living, you know, my experience living throughout my life, being bullied, maybe at times abused, or feeling unwanted, lonely. I mean, these type of things, they happen anywhere, and everybody deals with them, but not everybody, I would say not anybody has like the guts, or not, I wouldn't say guts, that's messed up, it's not guts, it's they haven't had the courage to be able to speak out and let people know exactly how they feel, or what they're living, what their life is, you know, living it day by day. You don't necessarily exactly know what goes on through anybody's mind. For me, I'm a Mexican, so in my, it's known for Mexican parents to think that that mental health is nothing really, that it doesn't exist, you know. And I don't mean like other. There's obviously things that they do believe in, but they don't believe that. They don't believe in depression. Like parents think that, oh yeah, you're just sad right now. You'll be happy again, or you're just acting up. You know, like stop doing that. You know, like they bring you down one way or another, because they don't want to. They don't really believe in that, or they weren't really raised with those kinds of things in their lives growing up either. So yeah, in the following days, I'm going to be posting more, a little bit more content, you know, but mostly it's going to be mostly about my life. Maybe we'll speak about other things, but it's about how I deal with depression, how I'm still living with this, you know. Where there's days where I'm depressed, when there's days where I'm less depressed, where there's days that I don't know what I'm doing with my life, to days when I feel like I know where my life is headed. I mean, it's a matter, I guess, of the day. Maybe it's even a week. Like, I could have a week where I'm fully motivated to do this and that, and then the next day, it's a completely different story. But yeah, I just wanted to hop on here to whoever really listens to this, or also for me to be able to vent and actually talk to. Feel like I'm talking to somebody, you know. Feel like I'm being able to like speak out, let everything out, because it's literally. It's more than 15, maybe 17 years of my life where I've had these feelings, you know, in me, and I just can't really. I was never able to get them out because in my head I thought I was crazy for thinking these things, or maybe I would be looked at crazy or looked at like I'm like there's something wrong with me, and for me. Being looked at like that, it's something else, you know. Like I really don't like being looked at in that kind of way, but that's exactly the reason why I didn't talk out or anything, because I didn't want people to know about me like that, because I know stories of other people that come out like that, where they tell their parents I have this problem and. Or they go to the counselor and they talk about how they have this and that. And a lot of us are afraid. I mean, those who aren't afraid of going up to the counselors, I give you props, you know. Because I was never able to go up to a counselor and tell them how I felt. Because I felt like it was just going to be pushed off or everybody was going to figure that out, you know. But yeah, guys, I hope you guys stay tuned. Whoever does listen, thank you so much. And I'll see you guys next time. Thank you guys again.